This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
What up, man? You already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
What's up?
Got my man Bo in the building.
I say, hey, make sure y'all check out the merch, though, all right?
Yeah, it is. Everybodylovesbbw.com. Make sure you go get your stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Red Zone, baby. We back for another week, dog. Last week, we had some old tub. So we did some bargain hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And we back on the bargain shelf with the Rebel Yell 100, all right? So the Rebel Yell 100 was...
No, just Rebel 100.
It's still Rebel Yell. But I'm going to give you a one-up on the old tub, though. This was only $21.95.
Okay.
This was $3 less than the old tub. You feel me? So this is also 100 proof. Now, how I got hip to Rebel or Rebel Yell, when we was down in Tennessee, I bought like a gallon of Rebel Yell for like... $17. No, it was something crazy.
I thought you were about to say niggas was broke.
No, it was super cheap.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, niggas was broke.
Yeah, it was super cheap, dog. Got a big ass bottle. So I remember calling y'all, both of y'all actually, telling y'all, like, yo, y'all ever heard of Rebel Yell? And y'all, obviously, y'all had heard of it before. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to try it. So I tried it, and it was decent. So then I get up here and I find a 100 proof expression of Rebel Yell. So that's what we're working on today, dog. Angry Principal, we want to pop the cork so we see what this cork sounded like today.
Okay. Pause for the cork. It's a little better.
It's like
a real cork, though.
It seems like a premature ejaculation.
What? Wow.
Pause
for the cork, pause for everything. Just pause the show. All right, so again, I've actually had the Rebel 100, so we'll see what everybody else thinks.
I don't know.
See y'all now.
I'm skeptical. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm skeptical right now.
Yeah. Skeptical of the price or Rebel Yell itself.
Like Rebel Yell itself. You okay. Know, this is from some experiences that I have. I'm skeptical. You. You know.
I got you. So it's kind of a classic kind of thing though. Nothing really stands out. I guess it might be a little bit more vanilla than caramel, I guess.
Maybe. I'll get some vanilla.
Yeah, see, this Woo. Is...
Off the rip, you can smell the ethanol in this one.
Is it the ethanol?
This shit straight up.
Just not the ethanol, no.
Alcohol. This is straight corn.
All that's alcohol.
That's just all this.
Somebody brewed this in the tub.
Damn, that just hit my nose like...
But it's the notes are strong. The taste itself, not as strong.
Right, but I'm sitting gasping for air.
So you need a gas mask to sniff this up. But yeah, I like it though. So this is one that I've obviously done before. I think for the price rate, I'm super okay with it. Now obviously everybody knows me. Everybody knows that my 100 proof go-to for inexpensive bourbons is Evan Williams. But I actually like this. Like, this is my joint. Like, I fucks with it. Now, from the faces of my cohorts, I'm not feeling like it's the same situation. So, Angry Principal, what is it that's on your mind right now? Because your face is saying a million words.
It's just a lot of alcohol.
A lot of alcohol.
Like, you
a whole lot of money in this man.
The Dukes of Hazzard used to run their moonshine in their car.
Dog.
That's what this smell like. It's strong.
Definitely what it smells like.
Strong. I mean, and even after a few couple minutes of sitting here,
it's still
hitting me in my nose. So yeah, it's
like,
but it's got the flavors in it.
It's got the flavors
classic
though.
Bourbon flavors.
Yeah, it does.
It's just a lot of alcohol on top.
But what you think, bro? Now is this void of your original Rebel Yell experience?
It
or
is.
Is this all inclusive?
No, okay. This is void of it. Okay. So for me, man, it's like, have you guys had instant coffee before? Is it add hot water?
Duh.
Nope.
I've had it.
This is like instant bourbon.
Just add alcohol.
Yeah. It's yes, you get some initial bourbon notes and things like that, man. But like, to me, it's not even like a hug. It's just all, just like alcohol, right, just there. Like burn. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just up front, right?
Gotcha.
And for me, like, I'm good. Yeah. You know,
that's your thing.
And that's kind of what I remember from it, right? You know, so like, it would be like, so my veterans out there, y'all can relate to this. Sometimes, you know, you go to the Class 6 store and you just want to get fucked up. And you see the military special shit there for yes, like.
You said know, this about yeah, something else. Yeah.
The military, so like, special. Military shit. Special was the brand yeah. where, like, if a fifth usually costs $20, like a gallon would cost like 10. You know what I mean?
Damn.
So we go ahead and get the military. This is some shit I would get the military special of, right? It's because I'm trying to get fucked up that night.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
I'm sorry, you. Rebel Yell, Rebel. I'm just being honest.
Yeah. I figured, dude.
You know?
Now, for me, again, like I said, I experienced Rebel Yell, like the original Rebel Yell, which I think is maybe 90 proof or something like that. I found this 100 proof, and I like it. And I think it's probably because it's more so the price point than anything else. And a lot of times, if I am going to the Rebel, like, I am on that tip.
You're on, yeah, yeah,
trying
yeah,
to get
yeah,
fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, trying to get fucked up. Yeah. I feel you.
I'm on
I
that
you.
Tip. Right, because, like, if I want, like.
It can be good for that. If that's what you want it for.
It's definitely good for that. If I want, when I'm looking for an inexpensive 100 proof, then, you know, me, normally I go with the Evan Williams. But if I'm just trying to, like, I'm trying to get there, yeah, go ahead and grab the Rebel.
This will get you there.
Yeah, it definitely gets you.
On the initial sniff, it's going to get you there.
Dog, see, I got all ethanol.
All corn.
He smelled no vanilla, no caramel, nothing. All alcohol.
Uber driver, like, get the fuck out. You're here. You're here. Get out. Get out. You're here.
So, this seems like it's going to be a rather quick one, dog. You've already heard the preliminary analysis, dog. So what we're going to do is real quick, we're going to go to commercial break. But when we get back, we're going to go ahead and give it our rating system, 1 to 5 Black Power Fist. We're going to let you know where we ranked the Rebel Yell 100 proof, dog, as soon as we get back. Till then, you already know what it is. Everybody loves BBW, man. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Now, my man, Angry Principal and Bo in the building.
I say. I pour too much.
No, I say you pour too much.
I say.
We'll be right back after this. Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. We're back. Thank you guys for hanging out through the commercial breaks. Don't forget, man, to check out our merchandise at everybodylovesbbw.com. You get your hats, t-shirts, glasses, mugs, all kind of shit, man. Make sure you check us out.
Is that the fuck you want?
So we back in the building, man. Your principal and Bo back in the building. And of course, your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 4205. Because Dawg obviously said we get whatever the fuck you want. And he meant that shit. You get whatever the fuck you want, dog. Well, what you say, dog? 1 to 5 Black Power Fist, dog. What you give me?
I'm going to give it a solid 2, right?
Yeah.
The flavor
Give me whatever the fuck you want.
So the flavor profile.
Shit.
For me, it leaves a lot to be desired, man. It's just like straight up alcohol up front. Maybe some bourbon notes, some maple, maybe some vanilla, maybe some pears, some shit. But like other than that, man, it's like alcohol, nigga. Drink me.
Thank you, man.
You know what I mean? It's like, this is what it is, bro. You know what I mean? We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. You pick, my nigga, right?
So you say that too.
Hey, so I'm gonna give it a solid 2.
Solid 2. Yeah. Your principal, what you say,
this
bro?
This is definitely some Southern boys out on the porch talking about, we gonna get fucked up.
Right.
That's what this is.
Hey.
Oh, God.
If a Dodge Charger was a drink, it would be this. How about that shit?
Y'all be coming up with the analogies, bro.
How about that shit? If a Dodge Charger was a drink, it would be this right here.
This is running your
If a Dodge Charger racing a 400 or 500, was a drink. That's an inside joke. Bo know what I'm talking about. Yes. Though. If it's a Charger racing a 400 or 500, this is that.
Initially, that 400 or 500 might get up a little bit.
Running red lights.
But
we almost died. That's a whole other story. All right, fuck it. That's a whole other story.
Indianapolis police. I don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about, okay? I have no clue what he's talking about, Indianapolis police.
Exactly. Anyway, dog. So, that's a story for off camera. So,
I'm going to give this a 2.
Yeah.
The flavors are there. The price is there. Oh. Definitely the price is
Definitely
there.
Definitely the price
mm-hmm.
is
there. The price is
but
there.
Also, just know you can get a lot of alcohol on the
For sure. Ooh. It is.
It yes. just takes away from all the fun of drinking it. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. I dig that. I'm from personal experience, I'm going to give it a 2.5. I like the fact that it gets you there. I think this is one of those drinks that you have to choose wisely. If you choose this drink, then you gotta know what it's doing. I think that once you pop the cork and smell it, you know what's going on.
You're not getting no foreplay.
No, there ain't no foreplay. This is straight to the point. This is straight to the point, dog. But I do like the classic notes, and I think that there's a big enough punch in the beginning to make it like close to some of the bourbons that I drink that are a little bit more expensive. So I do like that aspect, and I think that again, if you're drinking with someone who is a little bit less experienced, I think this may be one of the nice steps up for them that doesn't taste too sweet, but actually tastes like a bourbon with the higher proof, but will actually get you to where you're trying to go. So
get you drunk.
Yeah, get you drunk. I think that's the bottom line, right? So for me, though, I'm going to give it a 2.5. I think it's one of those ones that I keep around, just like the Evan Williams, some of those, some of the lower level brands with the higher proof. So I'm going to go with that.
So if you're having a party?
Oh yeah, had this around.
Oh hell yeah!
Oh, it's turn up. It's turn up time.
Give it out to everybody.
As long as it's not at your house, it gotta be at somebody else's house, okay? Not at your house, okay?
Because we about to get back to drinking, dog. Rebel Yell, I think, like I said, I think it's a thing that I kind of like because it's some shit that I got hip to on a Friday night, just getting blowed and shit. So 100 proof is good for me. It's not a lot of hug to it though, so it's a nice little bite. So I'm cool with that, and it's gonna get you to where you're trying to go at $21.99. I can't beat that shit though.
No,
you feel me?
No, you gonna get fucked up for $22.
No, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, dog, we up out of here. Make sure you pull up to the website what's our shit? Everybodylovesbbw.com. Yes, man. To the next time, you already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Got my man Angry Principal off camera.
Drink what you like, how you like.
Got my man Bo in the building.
I like big, beautiful women, too.
And, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Ross.
Quit fucking playing. Sweet spot Stephanie, you know what it is, man.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.